Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Rich Aberman, the co-founder and chief strategy officer at WePay. Rich, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
So this is the first in our series of podcasts describing integrated payments and the opportunity for us to unpack that in so many different ways, focusing on the value of integrated payments to small businesses, both from their own perspective and the perspective of the consumers that they serve. So let's get started with something that I pulled from your website. It's a powerful statement, but I think it puts this into the proper context. So you say integrated payments means increased revenue for platform businesses. Why?
Yeah, so I think the first thing I just want to make clear is what we mean by platform businesses. And what we're referring to are the software as a service companies that provide, let's say business management software for different types of small businesses. So that could be online accounting packages and invoicing software. It could be shopping cart and e-commerce platforms for online retailers. It could be an online marketplace that helps sellers sell their wares. And the statement that we're making on our website is we help those platforms and marketplaces generate more revenue by integrating payment services, merchant services, into their core product offerings, as opposed to treating payments as some completely separate service that you're getting from a completely separate service provider. So let's use a hypothetical accounting software platform as an example. A small business decides that they're going to go from using pen and paper accounting practices to managing their books in the cloud. And that means is that they're going to go to some website where they're going to input their information, they're going to link their bank account, and they're going to start getting their finances in order. And very quickly thereafter, they're going to start using those native invoicing features to manage their accounts receivable. So they send an online invoice to a client that owes them, a couple thousand dollars for a graphic design project that they did. Now that that small business, that the graphic designer, is invoicing their clients online, it only makes sense that that client would pay them online with a credit card. Historically, the way that it's worked in the industry is that payment processing piece of that equation was provided by a separate payment processor, a payments company. And the software company might allow that payment to come through their experience, as connected to that invoice, but that payment service that small business is now leveraging was kept at an arm's length. What's happening more and more is that platforms are starting to incorporate payments more intimately and natively as a core feature or function of what this software does. And by doing so, they're able to get a bigger piece of the pie, meaning the revenue that's generated by really selling and servicing a payment service to that small business.
And the experience for those graphic designers and other businesses that may want to take advantage of what that accounting platform offers is obviously a better experience as well, because for them, everything is a single solution that has payment built into their own specific way of interacting with their end user, correct?
Totally. And so I think the term that we use is turnkey. I think part of what's fueling this SaaS revolution, more and more small businesses, even the most unsophisticated, non-technical small businesses, using software to grow faster and run better, is the usability or ease of use of software as a service. And so when a small business signs up for using a shopping cart software to sell their wares, or a marketplace like Etsy or eBay, or an invoicing platform like QuickBooks or FreshBooks or Xero, that's really the only decision they should have to make, is what software is best for me to run my business. Mm-hmm. At that point, any other decision they have to make or feature that they have to figure out is unnecessary overhead. That software platform should make that work magically out of the box. And a small business may use any number of software platforms to perform various functions, but the reality is that there's always that one central canonical business management software that's really the hub of their operations. Mm-hmm. And to the extent that platform can abstract away the complexity of those other third-party services so that it's fully integrated and everything just kind of works magically, the better. The better the user experience will be. And so that's certainly true with payments, where if you're using a crowdfunding platform or an online marketplace or invoicing, payments is a necessary part of getting value out of those platforms. And so if you're that platform provider who's obsessive about user experience, and payments is an important part of getting value out of your product, why would you require that small business to go out and figure out payments separately before they can use yours? And so what they're doing increasingly is that they're baking that into their platforms natively. I think where that translates into revenue is really a couple ways. First and foremost is, you know, the model, at least in the U.S. and around most of the world, is you charge transaction fees when you're facilitating payments. Mm-hmm. And so if you're keeping payments at an arm's length, the company making money on those transaction fees are just the payments companies. When you, as the platform, are taking a more active role in enabling that merchant to accept payments and providing that functionality more natively, you have greater claim to a bigger piece of those transaction fees. So I think the second way that it increases revenue is because if those small businesses are required to accept payments in order to get the most value out of your platform, to automate their receivables, to automate their accounting. In the case of a platform like Uber, you can't drive on Uber unless you're getting paid through Uber. Adding additional friction to that onboarding or sign-up process because of payment processing is going to reduce the number of users that you have on your software. Mm-hmm. And so when they take a more active role in integrating payments, especially on the merchant or selling onboarding piece, they're able to remove more friction from that process than if that merchant had to go off to some third-party payment provider and figure it out independently.
So Rich, you've done a great job of explaining the value between the platform and the small business. So that's clear. What about the small business and their end user? How does integrated payments help that relationship?
Totally. Yeah, so even before you talk about software, we could talk about like the introduction of credit cards, right? The whole premise behind that, the reason why merchants are so incentivized to accept them, is because there's a belief that if you make it easier for people to pay you, more of them will do so, right? So I can run a small brick and mortar and only accept cash, and the concern that I would have is that there are some shoppers that won't shop in my store because I don't accept credit cards.
Right.
And maybe I'm willing to pay a slightly higher fee to Amex because if I don't accept Amex, there might be some higher spenders that, you know, will spend those funds elsewhere. So I think it's been true for a very, very long time that merchants of all sizes want to make it as easy as possible for their clients or their customers to pay them. I think where that's relevant for merchants today more than ever is, how do you make payments so seamless that they're really invisible to the customer or the client, that they kind of just happen magically over the course of this, you know, purchase decision? And I think a better way of putting it is, like, how do you make sure that, like, payments is the result of commerce without the consumer having to think about the fact that they're giving a credit card number or they're laying out cash? And I think the role that these software platforms and marketplaces play for merchants is that solving that problem is something that the platform does on the merchant's behalf. So let me just give you a couple of examples that I think will highlight it better than trying to talk about it in the abstract. If I'm a seller on Etsy, I could sell to anyone in the world, and that buyer can use any payment method they want in their local currency, and I'm going to get that money deposited into my bank account here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Etsy has solved that problem for me. The micro seller doesn't have to go out and work with the card networks and the banks and the alternative payment providers and FX providers and, you know, and all that in order to figure out how to give a local and frictionless checkout experience to potential customers around the world. Another example is Uber. As a passenger, the payment experience is magical. Like, mm-hmm. not only does it just kind of happen without me having to take my credit card out, but it automatically happens when I step out of the car. Right? It's tied to the specific fare that I took. And I get an email that tells me, like, you were charged this amount. And personally with Uber, the way that I work with it is I just downloaded, create a new account, download the app. My payment method's already loaded in there through Apple Pay. And then payment happens. Like, I never even had to think about storing my mm-hmm. card with Uber because of the integration Uber has with Apple Pay. Mm-hmm. Those drivers, not only do they not need to think about how they accept credit card payments, but every single micro business on Uber is able to provide a magical payment experience to their passengers without having to think about that because of what that platform is doing. Let me give you two more quick examples that I think show in different lights. I pay, the once every quarter I go to Orange Theory. I have my membership dues that are paid. You can go into a 24-hour fitness, and I'm able to kind of scan my card. There's monthly billing. You're able to go into the store, and get your Gatorade, type in your personal ID code, and it bills your account automatically. Like, individual gyms and fitness studios mm-hmm. are not building those capabilities. They're not tokenizing your card, and they're not building the logic on how often to debit your bank account. They're not integrating their point of sale system with the online membership that you signed up for. That's being done through the software platform that those gyms are using. So, Mindbody is kind of the leader in the category and mm-hmm. one that we point to all the time. If you're a small fitness studio and you use Mindbody to power your operations, mm-hmm. You're going to be able to provide a magical payment experience for your customers. You know, you'll be able to give loyalty discounts and points and recurring billing and, all that complexity around what the small business has to build in order to have an omni-channel, seamless payment experience for their customers is done by the platform. And the last example that I'll just give you real quickly is Shopify. If you're building, or Equid's another example, if you're building a online retail store, big or small, and you're reading things about contextual commerce with Pinterest and Shopify and all the different ways that consumers are now shopping, you don't have to think about that if you're using one of those e-commerce platforms, because they're doing the integration work with Pinterest and Shopify mm-hmm. and Facebook and others in order to avail their merchants of the latest trends and capabilities. So I think that's kind of the role that the platform plays to dramatically kind of simplify the journey that I just led you on. They help small businesses get up and running accepting payments, and the more of an active role they play in that process, the better user experience they're able to deliver, the more small businesses are going to use their software, and the more revenue they could drive from payment processing.
So Rich...
And secondly...
I'm sorry. Keep going.
And secondly, they help those small businesses not just accept payments, but build a frictionless consumer experience to make it easier for the end consumers or clients to pay those small businesses.
Got it. So walk me through this process, but this time describe the data story. So the data story that the platform is able to enhance or enrich by having these small businesses as a part of their platform, and what these small businesses are able to do better with the data generated from the users that they're pulling on board their particular business.
Definitely. So if you look at how merchant accounts or merchant services were sold historically, They were kind of a standalone service that wasn't integrated into any value-add software. And so when I logged into my merchant account, whether it's Bank of America Merchant Services or Wells Fargo Merchant Services or Chase Merchant Services or PayPal or Square, Stripe, you know, whatever it is, even the modern guys, what I would see is my transaction history. And what data means is, you know, what was the card that was used to, you know, what card did we authorize? What was the amount of money? What was the date it was done on? And, you know, maybe the more sophisticated modern players will show me trends, you know, what are my best days? How do those charges translate into settlements that I'm going to receive in my bank account for easy reconciliation? That's kind of what they meant by data. Mm-hmm. I think what's happening now that payments are integrated into the software that these SMBs are using to manage their businesses is it's tied to kind of the actual context of the business. So, you know, I used the example of Uber before. That payment is tied to a specific passenger, a specific route, a specific fare. You know, if I want to see who my best customers are, you know, who's the most repeat customers, what my best selling items are, what my outstanding invoices are, that's not information that's provided by your payment provider who's just mm-hmm. processing transactions. That's information that's automatically captured and provided by the software platform that you're using to manage your business. And so, at a minimum, kind of the old school way is I would log into my merchant account provider and I'd log into my software provider, you know, that managed my business operations, and between those two portals, I would get a full view of my business. And I would constantly go back and forth between the two and map them and reconcile them together. Now, as software platforms are taking a more active role in providing and servicing payments, that small business could just log into FreshBooks or Shopify or Uber and get all the information they need in one place that tells a much more robust story about these payments than just this credit card was charged this amount of money on this date.
And what are the platforms, how are the platforms themselves benefiting from all of the kind of aggregated data that they're getting as a result of all of these different businesses on board their platform? How are they benefiting?
Yeah, so the platforms are in the business of two things, right? Building a great user experience and data and you know, providing information back to those small businesses. So the platforms are going to get some of this data mm-hmm. from payments either way. If they're connecting to your existing merchant services provider and the payment kind of comes through the platform, they'll see that there was a payment made. Mm-hmm. And they'll, you know, they'll integrate that somewhat into the dashboards and interfaces that they're providing to that small business. But I think what's happening now is they have much more visibility into the entire every leg of the transaction than they would have if they were just on the front end. So what I mean by that is they see when the consumer checked out, and if not, where in that process they fell off, mm-hmm. Didn't get through the funnel. They see when that payment is cleared and sent to your bank account so they can provide fully reconciled information, and the merchant can say, oh, yeah, when this customer was charged, it ended up in a settlement on this day, and they can do that full mapping. As opposed to having to log into the merchant account provider as well. And when a chargeback comes through, your software platform can be the one that informs you of that. Mm-hmm. So for Uber, you know, they want to mediate those chargebacks. Mm-hmm. They want to say, was this the driver's fault or was this a fraudulent passenger? And if it was a stolen credit card, they don't want to hold the merchant liable for that like mm-hmm. a traditional merchant services provider would. They want to eat that loss themselves. Mm-hmm. For Shopify, it means, you know, when a chargeback comes through, it's not just this transaction made on this day by this credit card has been reversed, which is what your merchant account provider would show you with, but it's, hey, this customer who bought this item out of your inventory was unhappy. And if you want to dispute that, you can do it in one click because all the data associated with that transaction, not just the payment piece of it, but the item and the shipping details and all that, are already on that platform. So they're able to provide a one-stop shop that's much easier for the small business to navigate and get value out of than if that small business was left to piecing together different pockets of information from various providers.
I guess my takeaway in listening to you describe both the payment and the data experience is that this is really all about enabling this particular small business to do their business better without having to worry about the complexities of payment. I mean, in each of the examples you describe, there's complexity. There's you know, cross-border multiple currencies. There's a lot of things that, you know, the web developer or the micro merchant just simply wouldn't have the ability to understand. And therefore, that's being removed from them so that all they really need to do is run their business better. They have access to better data that helps them do that, and the platform obviously can get better at providing those capabilities to these small businesses by looking at what's going on across their ecosystem.
Totally, yeah. I think the reality is, if you're a small business using one of these platforms to manage your operations, let's use an accounting platform as an example, that's the place that you're going into to understand how your business is performing.
Mm-hmm.
Payments is a subset of that. The problem is, when platforms keep payments at an arm's length, they don't have full visibility into all the aspects of even a single payment that they need to give that small business a full picture.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that creates is a data gap between what the platform wants to provide and needs to in order for that small business to get everything they need. And by taking a more active role in managing payments, they can close that gap. So that small business just has to log into Shopify or just has to log into QuickBooks, and they get all the information they need on how to run their business. There's one other point I'll make about data that I think easily gets overlooked. The first question that you asked as part of this conversation was, you know, how do platforms drive more revenue from payments? And I think, you know, we obviously talked about that in some detail, but one of the benefits that platforms provide is removing friction from the process of a small business getting a merchant account.
Mm-hmm.
One of the ways that they're able to remove friction is because they already have a relationship with that small business, and they already have a significant amount of data simply by virtue mm-hmm. of providing that software to that small business. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, payment companies need a lot of that same data in order to underwrite you and to provide you with those merchant services, the ability to accept credit card payments. When the software platform takes a more active role in providing that service as a core part of their own product offering, they're able to piggyback or leverage the data they already have.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to re-ask for the same data and create an additional speed bump on the way to using that service. And so it's just another way of thinking about that data. Like, if you're using an accounting platform and you sign up and you give your first name and last name and address and business name and doing business as and your bank account information that you need to link in order to manage your, you know, your ledger and all these other things that you're doing just to use the accounting platform, that is a superset of the data that you need to get a merchant account.
Mm-hmm.
And if those two things are treated separately, you will need to go through that process two times. Once to get your accounting software up and running, and once to get your merchant account up and running. And then whatever labor is associated with connecting the two. When that merchant account is provided by that accounting software provider, you just sign up for the accounting software, and payments comes free, so to speak.
It's been a great conversation, Rich, and I think you've really made the case for the simplicity, really, of integrated payments for these small businesses who really need to streamline how they both run their businesses and access payments through the most important single source for their particular business. So whether it's the accounting platform or it's a shopping cart platform, it's tailored for them, and they can get what they need by going there rather than hopping around a variety of different places to figure out what they need and then figure out themselves how to bring it all together. I look forward to the next time we chat and take the conversation deeper. Thanks, Rich.